Welcome everybody, share number 1523. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daliv, Bemer Baron Zis, Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, and Rafu Shalema Rinelli, Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina, getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so I just one quick thing I just wanted to discuss for a minute. We spoke about last year the from submission Vov, the Machaber over there. The halachas of that the mamash you're allowed, the person is allowed to talk, make talk about mamash, make cheshbonis and these type of things when it's in conjunction with the mitzvah, fundraisers, plans for dinners, right? These type of things, even shidduchim, financial parts of shidduchim, and so on. And so, but what I want to explain, we mentioned last time, a while back, we keep on mentioning that when it's in conjunction with a mitzvah. One has to be careful, preferably not if it's us to do on Shabbos. So where is the distinction really? So just to read real quickly, I'm sorry, from the Lashon again, from the Mishnah Berurah where he brought it. But we said Lamaise, if a person needs a little bit of uplifting, it's going to give them a zest in doing it. So then Mishnah Berurah said Lekuliyama, but there were those who said not to do it. What do you mean? But the Mechaber we just read last year said it's fine. But Dafka Im, just real quickly to read, we're reading from Simon Shin Zion. Again, all in conjunction with mitzvah, how we talk about when it has to do with a mitzvah. Shin Zion. Zivkat and Aleph, which we went through it last time. I just want to try and figure out the Bezras Hashem. We'll try and figure out the distinction from what we read last time, what we're reading now. A person says straight up what they're actually an action that they're going to do. Over there, it could be a little bit different because you have a different type of cheshbonis. You're discussing different plans, but over here, mamish, it's an action that they're going to do. For example, afilu imhu rakets medraban. So he says, yesh kasvu afilu dava mitzvah. I'm going to see the sefer Torah. I'm going to write. I'm doing a specific action. Chihai gavna is also lema esel mochar. But even with that, we said El Yo Rabba, my Mamarcha Birke Yosef Chalkim, and they all said the Chol Dvar Mitzvah is Shavi. Any type of a mitzvah is okay. Mishbir ended off. He said, "Mikol Makom Nochen LaHachmer Kishein LeTzerich LeZeh BeDiber Hayoyim." But again, like we said, if it's going to give the person a zest, and these type of things, so that would be different. Okay, so I mean, Lemaisa, the bottom line is like this. So the Dirshu actually over here, he explains sort of in Ois number 3. Again, Simon Shin Zion, Ois number 3 in the Dirshu. So he explains that he says over there, the Mishnah Berurah, what we quoted last share, in other words, making the cheshbonis, I'm prepared, right? I'm talking about plans to make a dinner for Torah institution, to make a peel, these type of things. Over there, we said straight up, the Mechaber said it's all mutter. What's the shaila? What's the question? But over here, there's a little bit of a tzad to aser it, to say, not to talk about, like, I will drive tomorrow to go do a chesed. I will write a sefer Torah. That you shouldn't do, says the Mishnah Berurah, unless it's going to give you a zest, a service. So, but the bottom line is, where's the distinction? So, Lemaisa over there, he says that. Dirshu was explaining a little bit. It's a little hard to understand, but he says over there, that's a little bit more along the lines of Mimsei Chefsecha. In other words, I'm making plans for the dinner, like we saw in the Lamites Malachas. Just to give the examples again, it's permitted to discuss plans for a dinner. I'm making plans for a dinner or fundraising on behalf of a shul, Torah institution, right? Or permitted shidduchim match in reference to the financial part. So that's you're already making sort of like plans. You're not doing anything, obviously, but you're making sort of like plans. That's along the lines of Mimsei Chefsecha. So when we deal with Mimsei Chefsecha, even though we said over there Dibur, but it's along the lines of Mimsei Chefsecha. So over there it's Chefsecha is Aser, Aval Chefsei Shemayim, right? So your Chefetzim is not allowed, but Chefsei Shemayim, different mitzvahs, if it's a mitzvah, that's okay. So so that's where he addresses, but he doesn't really answer. That's where he's saying, "Amnam le'el legabe iser mimsei chefsecha shekasev haShulchan Aruch shemikol makom." Over there, what we quoted last time in Shin Vav Siv Vav, shemikol makom mutar ledabe b'chefsei shemayim. Right, you're making these type of plans, appeals, or whatever. So mutar ledabe b'chefsei shemayim. Right, so he says, "V'dorshu Chazal hitzeh me'apasuk mimsei chefsecha." We learned that out from the pasuk of mimsei chefsecha, the chefsecha is this room, to discuss plans for your things, like your vacations, right? You're going on this vacation that you can't do, right? I'm talking about cases whereby it's not a mitzvah. I'm going to London, I'm going here. No, that you can't do. Al Chaf say Shemayim is mitorim. I'm plans for to raise a fundraising for Torah. Fine. So that's good. It's mutter. So then he says, because of a Mishabir Hashem, Shemutta Lachshev al Masha Tzerach Lesudas Mitzvah. Right? You're making a Sudas Mitzvah. You can make plans for the Sudas Mitzvah. We'll have this, we'll have that. Fine. But the Dirshu is saying, it's sort of like the same question. He ends up sort of like with a question, but it's an interesting point to make that where do we draw the line over here? But like Hiskir Sheyesh LaHachmir, he doesn't mention, says the Dirshu, again, we're reading from the Dirshu in Oist number 3. But like Hiskir Sheyesh LaHachmir, he doesn't mention to be Machmir over here when we say straight up in action, right? It's not really so much Mim Sechevscha. I will write a Sefer Torah Sunday, right? I will drive Sunday to the hospital to help this and this person, patient who needs my help. I'm going straight to do a mitzvah. I'm doing an action of a mitzvah, but it's also that action itself. Over here, it's just sort of like plans. So it's a little, over there was a little bit sort of like plans. So it's more along the lines, even though it's talking, it's more along the lines of mimsei chefsecha, which over there you have chefsei shemayim. All right, so that's what he says. Shemutah lachshev al mash etzerach lesutas mitzvah v'lei hiskah sheyesh lachman, and there's no mention, the Mishnah doesn't mention, you should be machmir. Again, he doesn't say aser, but he says to be machmir over here by writing a sefer Torah straight out, or by whatever the case is, the action itself. But over there, when Imam is making plans, he doesn't say that. But over here, when you're doing mamish, the action itself, again, you're not doing the action itself. You're talking about doing the action itself. Over there, there's a tzad to be machmir. So maybe that's the distinction. It was just a very interesting question that came up. That the lemaisa, why over there he says that, and over here the Mishnah Berurah says to be, there's a tzad to be machmir, and over there not. So again, if somebody has an answer, I'd love to hear it. But l'chayra, we're going to say over there, that's how the Dirsha comes out, that over there is more along the lines of mim sechefsecha, where you're making plans for a dinner, this and that, then over here is more along the lines of a straight up action per se. I will write a Sefer Torah, as opposed to cheshbonis. So that's l'chayra how the answer, how the Dirsha comes out, as far as a distinction itself. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.